Keith here from Lewis Jewelers. It's a new year and time for you to get some new cash for all your old, unwanted jewelry. We are your trusted store to turn those items into immediate cash. Stop in today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Earlier in the show, we spoke to Josh Crosby, our reporter, who obtained figures on the amount of money the HSE was spending on walking aids, on crutches, on wheelchairs, on Zimmer frames, on walking sticks, you name it. And it worked out at about a kind of a staggering price, about 50,000 euro a day. Now, it's even more than that when you take into account a whole host of other aids that the HSE hands out to people and doesn't get back. David Cullinan is with me to continue the discussion. He is, of course, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson. David, you're welcome to the show. I understand the cost of all of this is something you brought up today at a committee meeting with Bernard Gloucester, the HSE's Chief Executive Officer, CEO, and Robert Watt from the Department of Health.
Yes, yeah, so after last year's budget, the Minister for Health set up what was called a Productivity and Savings Task Force, which sounds great, and it was all about achieving better efficiencies and productivity in health spending, but also achieving savings. And obviously the big issues in relation to agency spend, overtime, medicines, all of those are very costly. There is, of course, savings that can be made, but equipment, aids and appliances is also an issue that was discussed. So the total cost for this year, or the projected cost in total, is about 250 million euro. So this covers, as you said, walking aids, Zimmer frames, crutches, all of those instruments that people need to recover. The total cost is broken in 177 million for medical card patients and then 88 million for primary and community care. So it's a total cost of 250 million. It's accepted that there is a lot of waste. Anecdotally, people will know of, and probably even in their own circumstances, they may have got crutches, they may have got some devices that are still in their attics or never returned back to the hospitals. Mm. It is very expensive. And I suppose the questions we were asking today is what processes are in place to ensure that we're getting value for money, that there's follow-up in relation to people giving back the equipment, that there's recycling. Some equipment can't be recycled, so for example, hearing aids because of infection control measures.
Yeah.
But obviously things like walking sticks, Zimmer frames, wheelchairs, things like that can be returned. They are costly, they cost a lot of money, and they can be reused. I suppose the question is, are we achieving the efficiencies in this area, or are we just writing check after check with no controls in place? And I suppose that's what we were trying to tease out today.
And that's the fear people have. And I think might be what is kind of resonating with them is something that the Ciarán Cóirle brought up today, which is the price of kind of that bike shed, this famous bike shed outside Leinster House. And I know that's the OPW, not the HSE. But it confirmed what lots of people suspect, which is that some people working within the civil service, and this is not fair of all of them, but some don't care too much about the value for money piece. What they care about is just getting it done, get this over the line, get that built, order these crutches, get those wheelchairs in, whatever the cost, doesn't matter, not my money.
Well, I think people care because ultimately the taxpayers pay for it. Whether it's the bike shed or whether it's any of the areas in the health where we're not getting bang for buck, it does make a difference. Because I was on your programme actually a number of months ago on a health issue, and we talked about the spending for healthcare and the fact that people do look at the eye-watering amounts of money spent on health. It's about 24 billion now, the budget. And obviously, are we getting value for money? Are we getting the efficiencies that we need? So we do have to be doing better, and the system has to demonstrate that when additional taxpayers' money is put into the health service, that it's spent for the purposes of it, making sure that we reduce waiting lists, that people can get better care. But it shouldn't be used to, I suppose, provide more waste in the system. And this is one of those areas. So what the HSE said today in relation to the issue of appliances and aids is that there is what's called a local resource allocation groups, which again sounds great, but what is it? It's a group of people in each hospital that actually looks at the distribution of these appliances. They collect them where possible from homes, but also recycle as well. And I suppose what surfaced today is that there probably is more to be done in terms of public awareness, appealing to people to return appliances to save money, but also better processes in place within the HSE. There's probably lots of issues we could discuss in relation to health spending. So today in the committee, we talked about the medicines spend, which is 2 billion euro.
Yeah.
Agency spend, which is 500 million euro. And there is a plan now being put in place to convert some of that agency spend into whole-time equivalents to get better, again, bang for buck. But if we really want to demonstrate to people that we're serious about tackling the problems in healthcare and making the health service better, as we increase spending, people are looking to the system to demonstrate that we can do better in terms of efficiencies and productivity, and this is one of those areas.
And listen, you're right. Listen, the HSE is this kind of huge beast, and it does a massive amount of work, good work, day in, day out, and deals with an awful lot of people, inpatients and outpatients. They've got all their staff. So I think people accept that it's going to be very expensive to run into the future, regardless of what efficiencies can be pursued. At the same time, it does kind of feel like there's an endless money tap over the last few years. You know what I mean? They're given a budget and they're told every year, every single year, and this predates Stephen Donnelly, yeah, but it applies to him as well. This is the amount of money you're getting and we won't top it up. Does anybody take that seriously as a warning?
Well, there's two issues in relation to health spending. One is that, yes, we need more efficiencies, and I've dealt with some of those areas where we can get better efficiencies. And as I said, we do need to demonstrate that much more is done in that area. But there's also an acknowledgement from people that people are getting older.
Yeah.
We have a bigger population. Health demand changes. And obviously, if you have an older, more frail population, that puts more pressures and strains on the healthcare system. Health inflation is running at about 14%. So all of that means that there's extra spending. But I suppose the point I'm making is that when the health service is getting more money, people want to know that we're also making the savings and we're getting better efficiencies in the healthcare system, because I think what drives people mad, and the bike shed is a good example of it, it just drives people spare when they have to budget in their own households and make sure under difficult circumstances, what bill do I pay or not pay? And then they look at a bike shed that costs 330,000 euro, spending hundreds of millions on hospital equipment that doesn't get returned. A children's hospital, which is still not built, and of course goes up and up every time we have a discussion on it. And then agencies spend all of that. They do demand and they deserve better efficiencies. So it is one of the areas that I will be looking at. We'll be publishing a very comprehensive plan on health in the next number of weeks, comparable to our housing plan. We will set out a 5-year plan on health, and I'm making it very clear that any additional money that goes into the health service has to be about outputs, productivity, yeah, getting more for patients and spending the money in the right areas, but also crucially achieving savings and better efficiencies where we need to.
They give you no information for returning such items. None. My aunt used to frame for 10 days in a wheelchair for 15 days before admission to the hospice, and they're still hanging around, says one listener. Paul in Dunleary says, don't get me started on this wastefulness. We waited several months for our local health centre to provide an orthopaedic armchair for our dad so he could sit up safely. After a few weeks, though, Dad needed to go into a home. We tried to give the chair back. It was in pristine condition. The HSE declined, citing single use as an argument. We had to bring it to a charity shop who had another identical chair already and plenty of takers. Mary says, I got and needed crutches from the hospital. Used them for about 10 minutes. The hospital wouldn't take them back. And Brian in Dublin says, saying healthcare professionals don't care about the spend is very insulting. There's no incentive to take risks in healthcare at any level of the organisation because of the inevitable backlash from those who seek opportunistic retribution. I don't think anyone is targeting the healthcare professionals, Brian. But in terms of the point he says about risk, the point now, he brings it up in a different context, but risk is an issue as well, because what we heard from with Josh's report earlier is part of the reason that so much is spent on crutches, for example, is the HSE won't take them back. Because if somebody gets injured using them, having already loaned them to somebody else, they fear they'll be sued.
Well, what we heard today is that
right
they,
across the kind of the spectrum of society, litigation driving up the cost for everybody else.
There's two issues there. They do recycle and they do allow for people to return the crutches to be recycled. But they are also, and I've been asking this as well, I asked this last year to the HSE, to engage with the manufacturers to look at single use appliances as well. So they can be purchased. So we have to look at how we're purchasing this equipment in the first place. And if the manufacturers can provide single-use equipment that's cheaper, that maybe isn't as durable, but that is efficient, then that's what we need to do. And the issue of risk, listen, at the end of the day, that has to be managed by the HSE. What we're talking about here is hundreds of millions of euro. There is no doubt that there is any amount of texts that I'm sure you could get in from people who have all sorts of appliances in their homes going back years. I have said to the HSE, put an advertising campaign out, maybe in hospitals and elsewhere, where you're encouraging people to bring the equipment back, recycle it, or if it can be reused, because some equipment, as I said, can be reused, some cannot. But those stories that you gave of people who got very expensive equipment are contacting the hospital, want to return it or whatever part of the health service it is, but the health service just doesn't listen or doesn't take it back. And then they end up going to charity shops, whatever. That's not value for money. That's not very efficient. So I think there is a lot more that can be done. And when, you know, people hear terms like local resource allocation groups at the HSE talk about, what is that? Who are these people? What work has been done? What processes are in place? And like in all of these matters, is how do we improve efficiency in terms of procurement, dealing with the manufacturers to get single-use products, if they can be used, to replace maybe items that are more costly, and essentially just taking it more seriously in relation to waste. Because it goes back to the question that you, I suppose, posed at the start. If it's other people's money, you know, are people spending the money as wisely as they would spend their own money? And we all, as politicians as well, those in the public system, have to be conscious that this is taxpayers' money.
When did you say that plan is being produced, your plan for the future?
We're hoping to have it after the party audition in a couple of weeks' time. It's a product of 4 years of work. We've had over 150 engagements with different organisations in healthcare. I've listened to anybody and everybody. I've met former ministers for health, former heads of the HSE, doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, patient groups. And what I can promise is that it is a very, very extensive, practical, deliverable plan that, in my view, will set out how we can transform the health services to bring the health service into the 21st century and deliver better healthcare.
We'll talk to you then, I'm sure. David Cullinan, Sinn Féin health spokesperson. David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.